Well, that fantastic Australian pastime of swimming is becoming more and more important as the weather starts to warm up. It is a little bit cooler at the moment, but in summer it's going to be very hot and everybody's going to love getting down to the pool and being a part of their local swimming club, like the Singleton Swimming Club. Joining us to have a chat about it is the secretary and coach, Melissa Gill. Melissa, how are you today?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
That's the way. How long have you been associated with the Singleton Swimming Club?
I also started as a junior swimmer myself back in 1978, so I've been around for quite a while, I guess you could say.
You definitely have. I imagine you've seen a few summers in that time and plenty of young swimmers.
Yeah, we have. We've got a great history of swimmers in our club, dating back. We just lost our only Olympian last month in Kevin Hallett, so I've seen a lot of great swimmers come through the club, that's for sure.
I was going to pass on my condolences about Kevin. I do apologise for not being aware of it, but obviously when the news came out, I had a look, and what a fantastic legacy for this young man to have gone all the way over to Europe to represent Australia, represent Singleton, and the way that the Singleton area back in the day, they raised money so that he could do it. Everyone must have been truly proud of him.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And I had the pleasure of knowing Kevin myself from a little kid right through until the last time I saw him was our 90th anniversary dinner. He came along and brought a lot of his memorabilia of his time as a swimmer.
Must have been inspirational for the other members of the club.
Yeah, he was a quiet achiever. He didn't say too much, but, you know, it's something. It's a legacy that I make sure that all the kids are well aware of. As I said, we've got a strong history of swimmers, so I think it's good to educate them on what's happened in the past in our club and how great we were at times.
So, Melissa, is the season coming underway now, is it?
Yes, we were fortunate enough we started back last month with our swimming club. I've had the kids back in the water training as soon as the restrictions eased, and then we started club again last month. We've had a great response to it. It's a great sport for kids to get into. Swimming club, they don't have to be champions by any means or fast swimmers. It's all about them getting in and beating their own time each week. So they're racing against themselves, really.
Is it a good place to learn how to swim if you're someone who just hasn't had that opportunity yet?
Yes. Well, I do work at the Singleton Gym and Swim myself, so we have a great Learn to Swim program there. They start off from babies at 6 months and they come right through to whatever age they're able to make that into. So,
Melissa, I imagine you mentioned before how long you've been with the club, so you might have seen some of those babies start out and work their way right through their career, perhaps?
Yes. I actually taught a few kids myself when I was in my late teens, and, you know, now you see them coming with their kids and they're swimming, so, it's wonderful to see it just keep going through the generations.
And you mentioned before that kids are really competing for themselves, for the personal best, or the PB as we like to call it, but they do have an opportunity to represent the club in competition against other towns, don't they?
Yes, we hold our intertown carnival, so that's the six clubs in the Upper Hunter, including Brankston. This has been a tradition that's been going on for 60 plus years now, probably even more. With COVID the last 2 years, you know, it's been hard to host each club host a carnival with restrictions and time constraints and things like that. So last year, this year, we've decided to buddy up with towns and we take it in terms of holding that carnival. It's a great little start for kids that do want to get in and have a bit of little competition. It's cast as picnic races, so there's no referees, there's no disqualifications really if their stroke isn't great, so it is a perfect introduction into it. And then of course we progress through into development meets and into qualifying carnivals that lead us into championship meets.
So Melissa, even with COVID there would have been some competitions throughout the year. Anybody achieve something extra special?
Earlier this year in April we did have a swimmer named Billy Moody who himself and another swimmer, Alex O'Brien, attended the national championships up on the Gold Coast in April. So considering that it was cancelled last year over in Perth, I mean, it was a bit of a hard slog to get these kids their head back around it all again, but they certainly did, and Billy came away with two bronze medals in the 100 butterfly and the 200 butterfly. Extremely happy, you know, overjoyed with his results with that. You know, it is a great achievement. It is a massive sport with a lot of kids, so to be able to get to that level and to get those medals was certainly something that I'm very proud of, not just as a club member but as a coach as well.
As you should be. I know, I've got to say, it's got to be the hardest of all the strokes, isn't it? How did they manage to do butterfly up and down that pool?
Oh, a lot of practice, a lot of hard work. And sometimes, you know, you just got to have the knack for butterfly, I guess. But no, he certainly puts in the hard yards, and there is a lot of training that these kids do, you know. They could be training up to 16 hours a week plus on land stuff in the gym as well with it. So a lot goes into it, more than I'd say most other sports, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, you want to succeed, you got to work hard, don't you?
You certainly do.
Melissa, are there any sponsors that you would like to give a mention to that support the Singleton Swimming Club?
Yes, we've got a few sponsors that we have had come on board. I'd like to acknowledge one agency, Bindi Harris, Lancaster Motor Group, Singleton Tyre Service, Be Human HR, Singleton Ink Spot and Mount Pleasant Mine. So we thank them for all the things that they've done for us over the past 12 months. We are looking for a major sponsor, so if anyone's interested, if they could contact the club, that would be fantastic.
Excellent work. Melissa Gill, thank you very much for joining us today to tell us all about the fantastic Singleton Swimming Club. We really appreciate your time.
No, thank you.